Right, I'm joined by Alice Bean. She's very welcome. Alice, cheer us up. What
good
a week it's been.
I know, yeah.
Dear me. What have you been up to this week? Are you excited?
I actually, on the way here, I was listening to your show in the car, and I heard you talking about, is it David McCallum's birthday today?
It is, yes.
I have a little story about him.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. He was coming out of the David Lloyd Centre in Wimbledon once in his tennis outfit.
All right.
A nice white tennis outfit. And I've been walking my German Shepherd, my dog,
right,
in the field next to it, and as he was coming out, I walked past him, and my dog had been rolling in oil and mud and stuff, and she chose that particular moment to shake, and she shook mud all over him, and I offered to pay his dry cleaning when he was very, very nice about it.
Was he?
So there's my claim to fame.
Oh, he's a lovely chap. He's still going strong, too, as an actor.
Yeah, in NCIS, is it?
NCIS. Very good. Naval Criminal Intelligence Service.
Oh, right, girl. Okay.
Try to keep up, please. Very good program. Get a chance. Watch it. It's good.
Okay, I will.
Now, what's been attracting your attention this week?
Well, of course, because everything this week is a little bit dismal, I've been looking for bizarre stories. But I found this morning two very unintentional puns in the paper. There was an off-licence owner who was branded the most irresponsible shopkeeper in Britain yesterday for selling tragic alcoholic Paul Gascoigne a bottle of whiskey at 10 o'clock in the morning. The shopkeeper went on to say that he, Paul Gascoigne, seemed to be in good spirits.
Oh, please.
That's terrible, isn't it?
That's awesome.
I hope that was unintentional. Yeah, bless him. And the second one was, there was an interview at the Lehman Brothers company, that you know, the one that went bust, causing all the stock prices and shares to drop, etc. I don't really understand it all. The chief executive was asked how his people were, right? And he replied, at the moment they're sitting around just taking stock.
Oh,
unbelievable. Again, I do hope he wasn't very funny, because that's really bad.
It's terrible.
Anyway, local story. A woman dialed 999 to report that her rabbit had the wrong ears.
What?
Right.
The wrong ears?
Yes. After buying the rabbit, the woman found that its ears were not floppy, as promised in the newspaper advert, so she called the emergency number to complain about the imperfect pet. Other nuisance calls revealed by the police were two people dialed 999 after being splashed by cars in wet weather. And this is the thing it says here. The police have condemned the rabbit ears complaint as unbelievable and frivolous. Right, now I looked up frivolous in the dictionary, and it means a manner lacking seriousness. So I'm thinking, it is pretty serious to phone the police to complain about rabbits,
isn't it? People do that all the time.
It's crazy.
The number of stupid calls that go to 999 every day.
I heard people break the nail and call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, they get lost in the car, and they phone 999 to give them directions. Please, come on.
I wonder if anyone reported Prince Charles to the police yet for his ears, anyway.
Steady. To the towers, you know.
Actually, I used to have a rabbit that used to chew the telephone wires on the bottom of the skirting boards and stuff. And when I used to pick him up, he used to make a sort of noise, like huffing. And when I took him to the vet, my vet told me that's the only rabbit she'd ever come across in her whole entire life that made a noise.
Really?
Yeah. So I had a very unique rabbit.
Did you know that at the time? Or...
I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was quite normal for rabbits to huff.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm surprised the vet didn't call the police and say, I'm in a huffing rabbit.
What shall I do?
Yes. Okay, other stories. Local news. This is a sweet one. A local elderly lady did her shopping and, upon return, found four guys in her car. Not so funny. She proceeded to shout at them at the top of her voice to get out of the car. The four men didn't wait around for a second invitation, got out and ran like crazy. The woman proceeded to unload her shopping bags into the back of the car, got into the driver's seat. Small problem, her key wouldn't fit the ignition. Her car was identical and parked four or five spaces down.
Okay.
So she loaded her car, drove to the police station, and the sergeant she told the story to apparently, quote, rolled on the floor laughing. I think that's a slight exaggeration. And pointed to the other end of the counter where four guys were reporting a carjacking by a mad elderly woman. If you're listening, sorry, I'm just reading from the paper. No charges were filed. It could have been worse, though. She could have gone in to complain about her rabbit's ears, couldn't she?
It could have been worse.
Yeah. Also this week, this is quite bizarre, pop sensation Christina Aguilera was introduced to the king of golf, Tiger Woods. Right, did you hear about this one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He said, Christina, I love your music. I've got all your CDs. And she replied, Sorry, I don't follow tennis, so I don't know that much about you.
That's not good.
I know, the best looking golfer ever. Anyway, have you heard about this latest craze of Lego figures?
No, I saw something about those. Here's the famous people, Britney Spears or something.
I've got a list of them here. There's Posh and Beck's.
Oh, right.
And the words front and back are written on the Victoria Beckham one, apparently, so because it's quite skinny and you don't know which way around it is, which is handy. There's an Amy Winehouse one, with a little beehive, tattoos, and a little bottle of whiskey attached to one of the hands, which is sweet. There's a Madonna one with big muscles. It can do the splits and it turns up late sometimes. And these are really funny ones, actually. The X Factor dolls, right? There's Simon Cowell. I haven't looked at the trousers, but they're probably quite high. Louis Walsh, Cheryl Cole, and of course, Danny Minogue. Apparently, the Danny Minogue one is the only one that's realistic with its plastic expressionless face. Sorry.
Are you into Strictly Come Dancing?
I used to do Latin ballroom as a kid.
Really?
So, yeah.
16 weeks of purgatory for me.
Is it? You got to watch it?
No, luckily.
All right, your family don't make you watch it.
No, not at all. But, oh, goodness. What, I must have missed something.
I'm an X Factory person.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So you won't be watching Strictly?
No, I like watching the terrible auditions at X Factor.
Really?
Yeah. Like rolling around on the floor like that policeman laughing mad off.
Yeah.
The Lego dolls, there's even a Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie ones, which is, actually I should call them Brangelina, shouldn't I, because, you know, they mix the names. Yeah, Brangelina. There was Ziggy and Chanel from Big Brother, wasn't there? They were called Chiggy, I think. So my boyfriend's called Marek, right? My name's Alice. So mixed together, it's Malice. Isn't that lovely?
Sort of.
A little bit sinister. Yeah. I do look a bit gothic, but most of my friends say I'm too cheerful to be a proper goth, so.
True.
And the latest one I heard is the take-home between Lloyd's TSB, LTSB, and HBOS. Apparently, people are calling it Lesbos.
Oh, dear. No, that's, I think
which
that's
is a
good
Greek
idea.
Island, isn't it?
Yes, could be.
It is a Greek island.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
okay. my last story in Uxbridge. Three guys stole mobile phones and ran off towards Uxbridge train station.
Right.
They were caught by police 2 hours later, still waiting for a train. Like, you couldn't make this. I spent hours writing, thinking of ideas for comedy material.
And it's all there.
Just look at your local paper.
It's all there. You don't need to spend all that time.
I know. I write about my grandmother, but I think, no, I'm just going to read the paper from now on.
Brilliant. Okay, so where are you off to this week? Are you doing any gigs anymore?
I don't have any gigs this week, no.
Right, okay.
But I'm busy out and about doing stuff. Yes.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for cheering us up on our Friday morning.
You're very welcome.
Lovely to talk to you, and look after yourself. See you next
time. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.